Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. Here's Dr. Dahlia Show. Woo! All right. Woo! Stanley Cup winners. I've got a lot to celebrate. Plus, it's my birthday week, too. Happy birthday to me. But we're not going to talk about that right now. A couple things I want to talk about. Number one is our Vegas Golden Knights won the Stanley Cup last night. And many of these guys are my neighbors, so I know their kids, their wives, their families. And these guys busted their butts. And, by the way, kudos to the Florida Panthers. What a team. Kudos to the Hurricanes and everybody. Everybody that played the season. But, you know, I don't know if you watched yesterday. I watched from home, you know, because I couldn't afford tickets. Tickets were pretty expensive. And those who got to go, I'm really happy you did get to go, because what an amazing arena. And it's just, but the love. But seeing these guys and knowing these guys, and just, there wasn't a dry tear that I could see in my neighborhood. And it was, and then of course my friend said that there's no crying in hockey. That's true. There is no crying in hockey. But I gotta tell you, man, we shed some tears last night because it was just beautiful to see. But every time you speak to these players who win, they always say their love and support, the love and support they got from their fans, it really drives you. So, Talkers Magazine just came out with their Heavy 100, and I've been honored again to be on their list. And being in radio for now, I think I'm in my 14th year. I am so, so grateful for all of you guys, my producers, GCN, Talkers Magazine, everybody who helped me at KDON, KLAV, all the affiliates I've worked with, SiriusXM, XM Radio, iHeart, Spotify, everybody that, and you know, it's interesting because you see people succeed. And some of them, they're, well, yeah, because I'm talented, or, well, because I did things right. No, not one of us that ever reached success did it solely by ourselves, okay? And it, one, mom, dad gave birth to you, right? You were given birth to you, somebody nurtured you, but it really took support. And you know, I see when people make it to where they make it, to the top or to their goals, they just blow off everybody, or they get narcissistic, or they act like their poop doesn't stink, and they don't realize that their success was on the backs or with the support of people that got them there. You know, and I, you know, radio, oh my gosh, I never even thought I would have a career. My mom told me for years to go into show business, but you know, I wasn't good looking enough to be in TV, so I went for radio. And then one of my really good friends said, you could do it. You're not too old. I'm like, I'm too old. It's like, you know, I need to do this when I was 20. She's like, no, you can do it now. And you know, to have the guys at GCN support me like they do, to have you listeners, I honestly, there is no way I would be able to have my show and be honored by Talkers Magazine without listeners. And I know some of you are, you know, about to turn the show off, but thank you for keeping it on just a few more minutes. But it's really, honestly, our success really depends on each other. And I see so many people that say, well, I never accomplished anything. I go, yes, you did. Okay? And if you were a part of somebody's path and you helped them. So I can't tell you how many times I'll see people in healthcare. So, oh, you know, well, I wish I could have been a doctor and I couldn't. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. No doctor can do what they do without their team. You're only as good as your medical team, your nurse, your scrub tech, your respiratory tech, your pharmacist, your custodian. You're only as good as what your team allows you to be and supports you in doing, your patients. No doctor is a good doctor without patients. And those patients letting them work on them and learn. So if you know anybody that is on their high horse and just thinks that everything they've done was because they have God's gift, that's not, no. You know, don't surround yourself around people like that. Surround yourself around people who realize that they are just as humble, they are just as human as anybody else, and that they had the love and support. And now, mind you, I think Vegas Golden Knights, I think all these players are gods. But it really, honestly, when they're in the fortress, when they are at T-Mobile, it's like no other. The momentum they get. You know, we fans, we patients, we radio listeners, we TV viewers, we producers, we cameramen, we photons, we artists, we're all a part of making, you know, success work and make amazing happen. And, you know, I promise you that, you know, being able to do what I do in radio is such a flipping gift. I'm just amazed that, you know, I'm not going to stop trying to do good, trying to make a difference, trying to help. Love you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You guys have to forgive me. Honestly, nobody slept last night. Okay, being in Vegas with the whole Golden Knights thing, and oh my gosh, there was honking. The cats were happy. The dogs were happy. One cat tried to pee on the bed, going, well, you know what? Mom won't notice because she's in a good mood. I'm like, get off the bed. My cats like to pee on the bed because I got this really nice, thick, white down comforter that's really comfortable for their tushy. It's just cool enough and soft enough but absorbable enough. Then I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm not in a bad mood. Anything goes. Anything goes. And for those of you that do have hockey teams you support or basketball teams, I mean, congrats to the Denver Nuggets, our aces. We got football coming soon. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Baseball, at least we got baseball. But, you know, with football coming soon, oh my gosh, you know, it's all about the teams. And, you know, if we could keep politics out of it and we could, you know, want people to succeed, it helps us succeed. And I just think it makes the world better. So, you know, great job, Golden Knights. Thank you, Talkers Magazine. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody at GCN. You really are what makes success. You're what makes amazing happen. Okay, when we get back, we got a lot to talk about. We also have a lot of your questions that I haven't gotten to because I was out of town or out of the country about a week or two ago. So we want to get to all your medical questions. I did not neglect you. That's what my job is on this show. And call 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly, you show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Janice writes she wants to take Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy for weight loss because her husband's diabetic, lost a lot of weight, but she wants to know how long she could take it because she always gains her weight back. So we don't have a lot of long-term studies on, in terms of the weight loss, how long you need to stay on it for it to work. We know that some studies have shown that human trials were relatively safe for about 65 weeks. By relatively, there's still side effects with these medications and some side effects that we might not know about. In terms of anecdotal evidence, what people have been saying, I saw one report that at the longest, people quit after a couple years. This isn't something that has been around long enough for us to say somebody's been on it 5, 10, 15 years. But it's a glucagon-like peptide 1 hormone that makes you feel full. Slows down the food transit, so it stays in the stomach longer, makes you feel full longer, allows your body to digest better. Which, by the way, guys, honestly, if you chew your food slower, that really does work. I don't do it. I learned in training, you never had time to eat. You never had time to sit, sleep. So you would scarf down your food. And unfortunately, I learned to be a fast eater. But chewing your food 20, 30, 40, 100 times before you swallow it, careful with your teeth, of course, will slow down the motility, make you feel more full. But honestly, I see a piece of chocolate cake. Before my brain can even say chocolate cake, woof, I've already gulped it down. So eating slower does help. But the way Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy works is it's hormonal. And it mimics the action of a hormone to trick your body. Now, where I'm a little skeptical with these medications is because of Chantix, the smoking medication, the smoking cessation medication. Chantix, when it came out, everybody thought it was the wonder drug, just like Wegovy and Ozempic and Mounjaro. And people said, oh my God, Chantix is going to be what really, really works. And I go, no, because the brain is smart and the brain's going to figure it out. And I think with the exception of maybe one or two, I didn't have hardly any patients successful on it. And the reason why is to do it right, it acts like a nicotine decoy, basically. So it tricks the brain into thinking you have nicotine so that when you quit smoking, you don't withdraw as much and you don't have the cravings. So what you're supposed to do with Chantix is you take it for a week before your quit date, and then you have a quit date. So by day 8, you're quitting smoking. But you've had 7 days of that Chantix to build up in your system. Then you take the Chantix day 8, you don't smoke, your body doesn't really freak out that much about not having nicotine. Now you're on day 9 of Chantix, 9 days of that medication, all right? Not having the nicotine, okay. All right, and I guess the average person would, the trial was about 3 months. I think you could extend it to 6 months. I'm not sure if they've changed that since. But the big mistake when people would fail is they would smoke past day 8. And rather than, again, it's designed for you quitting cold turkey, but it not being as bad as cold turkey. But instead, people use it as a crutch. Well, if the brain sees the real nicotine, then they turn around and go, what the hell is this? And then they realize it's a decoy. And some people got bad dreams. Some people had suicidal thoughts. And so it's, I don't know how successful it is long term and how many people really, really quit smoking because of it. I do think some people quit, but you have to do it right. So this is what I'm worried about with these weight loss medications. These weight loss medications, the original goal wasn't weight loss. The Ozempic and Mounjaro are diabetic medications, helping people consume less sugar, digest their sugar, let their insulin work better, slow down the food transit, and they found, wow, people were losing weight. Well, now we're seeing celebrities drop 4 dress sizes in a couple weeks. I'm just a little nervous about that. And I think people using it as a weight loss drug are going to see the hard reality when they have to stop it, or if they can't afford it, or if they run out of it. They say prescriptions have jumped 2,000% in just 3 years. From 230,000 prescriptions a year to 5 million last year alone.
we're going to run out. And if we aren't going to run out, eventually the body is going to be, well, wait a second, I need food. And yes, you're eating less, which is great, but will the body decide to upregulate receptors? So I don't know if you guys have ever taken an SSRI. Your SSRI class are your Paxils, Prozacs, Zolofts, Lexapros. How those medicines work is they inhibit the reuptake of serotonin, so they block the receptor, so your serotonin stays longer, stays more active. Well, what does your body do when you're on that medication long term? They make more receptors. And so people would complain of a poop out of these medications, where eventually they had to keep going up from 10 milligrams to 20 to 40 with the Paxil or with the Zoloft from 25 to 50 to 100. Because what ended up happening is the body would make more receptors. And then if they stopped the medication, they really felt bad. It's not necessarily a dependence or a tolerance per se, but the body adapts to the medication you're taking. I'm not trusting the body's adaptive mechanism with these medications. And mind you, I could use to lose a few pounds. If I knew I could take a shot, it would make me feel full, and I would lose weight permanently, I'm there. But it's not permanent. People unfortunately gain the weight back when they stop it. Unless you have that control. And some people think, well, you know what, if I could be on it for a year or two, then my brain might be reset. I hope so. But some things never change. They've already said that obesity rewires the brain. You look at food differently. So we have time and time again that when people stop taking the medication, their weight comes back. A study from the University of Liverpool in UK looked at 336 people. They found those using Ozempic lost 18% of their body weight in 68 weeks. It's fantastic. But over the year after quitting the medication, the paper said two-thirds, or people put at least two-thirds of the weight back on. And if this medication does make you nauseous, affects your GI system, can cause pancreatitis, there's been some discussions of, you know, could there be a cancer link? I'm not convinced yet. I have to see the papers. But listen, you know, I might take a risk if I think the weight loss is permanent. But if the weight loss is not permanent, uh-uh. So, mind you, look, these medications have a role, but you need to appreciate that role. And they are an adjunct to a weight loss regimen, to a diabetic regimen, to a pre-diabetic regimen. But if you have somebody saying, I'm just going to grab it and use it strictly for weight loss, they might be in for some bad realities. And so, as far as I'm concerned, if you are diabetic or if you're pre-diabetic or you have major health issues, talk to your doctor about it. It might be fantastic for you. But if you're trying to fit into a bikini for 4th of July weekend, keep in mind, it might not be the best route to go. Now, mind you, while we're on the subject, a lot of you guys could be diabetic without realizing. Many of you have been using telemedicine. Telemedicine doctors are grateful you're using telemedicine. Telemedicine is fantastic. But when was your last blood test? When was the last time you were checked for prediabetes? If you are pre-diabetic and you aren't of ideal weight, we need to get on that right away. Don't let any of these articles or headlines, you know, talking about the risks of taking these weight loss medications to deter you from actually losing weight and actually getting yourself on a regimen. I've seen Weight Watchers work. I've seen the gym work. I've seen chewing your food slow work. I've seen the celery diet, where every time you get hungry, you eat a piece of celery. You can still eat meals, but have a piece of celery. Remember the grapefruit diet in the 80s? A lot of people can't have grapefruit because of their medications they take. But people lost weight on grapefruit. Why? The citrus kept them full. It was a natural sugar.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News update. It could be a very rough day for about 30 million people thanks to a rare June storm stretching from Texas to South Carolina. Forecasters are calling for everything. Rain, hail, tornadoes, even a derecho. Meanwhile, it feels like temperatures are topping 105 in store for South Florida and parts of South Texas. The second largest Baptist church will not be back into the fold. Delegates at the Southern Baptist Convention have voted to keep California's Saddleback Church out because it has women pastors, a 9-to-1 margin to keep Saddleback out. The Federal Reserve will announce its latest interest rate plan today. Most investors expect the Fed to not raise rates. The FDA is trying to round up frozen fruit that might be contaminated with hepatitis A. The brand sold at Costco is Raider Farms Organic Fresh Start Smooth Blend. At Walmart, it was the Great Value brand. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of our questions, it's a little bit long in terms of its content, but it's an individual who wants to know if we could count on Social Security later, Medicare, and when they should consider retiring for their health but for their finances. And I'm not a financial expert. I'm not an expert on Social Security and Medicare because
I thought that all the money we were putting in all these years was going to have her name on it, so to speak, and we were going to have what was promised to us when we age, and seeing what my mom has gone through and seeing what my friends' parents have gone through, the money's not enough to live on. Even if Social Security does give you $2,000 a month or $2,500 a month, you can't pay for your apartment. You can't pay for your car. You can't pay for your insurance. You can't pay for your phone. You can't pay for your medications. Look at Medicare and the donut and all the extra money people have to spend for their health care that Medicare doesn't cover. So I'm of the thinking that I'm just never going to retire. I'm going to always try to have some sort of work or some sort of income. The problem is you've got to be very careful with that, is in that the more you make, the less Social Security you get. And at some point, I mean, my mom's almost 80. That she can't keep working much longer. She will, though. She's like me. She's, in fact, she's me on steroids. I mean, she is the Energizer Bunny. And so, and you know, she likes to work and she likes to be kept busy. Doesn't make a lot of money, but she loves keeping busy, and I think that's what keeps her young and youthful. So my recommendation from a medical standpoint, you know, what does retirement do to you? Well, there's good and bad. If you worked throughout your kid's child, I mean, I went back to work 2 weeks after my son was born, 3 days after my second son, worked 100-plus hour weeks, devoted most of my hours to my patients and practice and work and running an office and staff calling out and some staff not doing their job, so I would be doing the filing or doing part of it myself, answering phone calls, things like that. So I didn't see my kids grow up. And if you had a similar experience where you didn't get to spend time with the kids and you have time to spend with the grandkids, man, retirement is so therapeutic. If you had a bucket list and there were things you wanted to do, places you wanted to see, and you never got to do it, and you have some time and you have some funds to do it. Life is too short. A position to be in when you are near going back to our maker or going back to Earth, or however you think you're going to go, is to think that you accomplished exactly what you wanted to and that you could leave. And the people at peace that have the most peaceful path to the next dimension are those that say, look, I taught the kids everything I needed to. I taught my grandkids what they needed to. I saw what I wanted to see. I did what I wanted to do. And it's your retirement allows you to do that. That's what retirement is. If you don't have to slave away at a job, an underpaid job, and you could actually spend every moment of your life doing what you want to or what needs to be done, it's very, very rewarding. On the flip side, retirement could be bad for your health. If you decide to sleep in and just stay around the home, just watching movies, gaining weight. If you isolate from others, if you don't bring in extra income and you are spending more than Social Security can, retirement could be a negative. And so I think the younger generations, because my kids are Gen Zs, and I hear what their friends talk about, and they already know what we Gen Xs, some of us Gen Xs or baby boomers took a little while to learn, is it wasn't that you go and you have a job and you hope and pray that you could keep the job. I think the Great Recession taught all of us that there's no loyalty by your boss. Your boss will cut you and pink slip you in a heartbeat, especially the ones who make more money and have longevity, because people during the Great Recession, these $20 an hour workers lost their job for two $8 an hour workers. And so the Great Recession, that in my lifetime, I mean, I know there was a recession in the 90s, but I was in school, so I didn't see much of it. But the Great Recession, that to me took, went way into the teens. I know every now all the Googles and all the internets are saying, well, the Great Recession ended in 09. They're like, what the hell are you talking about? People were losing their jobs. It was bad until about 2015, 2016. It taught us that no. You can lose your job in a heartbeat. You could also lose your health insurance in a heartbeat. You could lose everything. So you need to make sure you have plan B, plan C, or your own control over your income. Why do you think all these Uber and Lyft, that sort of, it's phenomenal that people were able to, you know what, I don't have a job, but I want to work. I want to get out of the house. I want to make some money. And then they were able to Uber and Lyft. I am very grateful for those companies. I understand we're going to talk about they're getting a lot of heat for not paying their workers enough. And in New York, I think they have to pay them at least about $18 an hour. And we'll talk about that in a second. But the younger generations, or those of us that lived through the Great Recession, are now thinking, and I need to have two jobs. Because if I lose one, at least I have the other one. I need to have other forms of income. Either a book sale or a business on the side or something else I could do. So if I do lose my job, I could immediately the next day go and do this and still be able to feed my family. And so can you blame these individuals who have been working remote and don't want to come back to the office because they could work multiple jobs at the same time at home? The concept of I'm just going to work one job and have that one job be my savior is not something that the younger generations or those of us that have ever been fired accept anymore. You know, I worked for a job where they wanted to intervene with my media. And I was not going to give that up. No way. Because what happened if that job didn't last? You know, people ask, why don't I run for office? If you run for office, you have to give up your media career. I don't want to do that. I like having a media career. It's a career. I'm not going to put all my eggs in one basket. So for those of you contemplating retirement, if your job is stressful, if you're eating poorly because of your job, you have high blood pressure, you're miserable, get the hell out of that job. But if you love what you're doing and you think with retirement you're going to be sleeping all day, eating, not really you know, keeping up with your productivity, it could be bad. Do I think Social Security will be enough later? No, I don't. I do believe Congress is going to work with it. I think they have to. There's just too many baby boomers who are voters, too many Gen X's who are going to be needing it, that it would be very unpopular for them to just let it go. But inflation is continuing. I know they say, oh, inflation has steadied. I have not seen rent go down. I have not seen car prices go down. We're supposed to be in an electric car by 2030. I understand that's kind of a hyperbole. I get it. Yeah, they want fewer non-electric cars, but eventually we're going to have to, if we need a new car, buy electric. We don't have the money for that. Social Security won't give us enough for that. So Congress is going to have to get on it. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time to get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Now, I, because of, you know, creationism, I said the chicken came first. I thought when God made all the animals, he made chicken.
and then the chickens laid their eggs. So technically, the chicken came first before the egg. Well, there's a new study that has possibly cracked it. The study now believes that after studying early ancestors of modern birds and reptiles, that the chicken did come first before the egg. According to Daily Mail, in evolutionary terms, eggs were being laid by the chicken's distant dinosaur ancestors millions of years ago before the first chickens evolved. This was thought to lay to rest whether the chicken or the egg came first. But research has shown that the chicken's earliest reptilian ancestors, dating back millions of years before the dinosaurs evolved, didn't lay eggs. Scientists have long believed that laying eggs with hard shells played a crucial role in the early evolutionary success, more than 300 million years ago, of the amniotes, which is a group of vertebrates that undergo embryonic or fetal development within an amnion, or a protective membrane inside an egg. A new study of 51 fossil species and 29 living species, which could be categorized as oviparous, laying hard or soft-shelled eggs, or viviparous, giving birth to live young, now suggest otherwise. Experts say that although the hard-shelled egg has often been seen as one of the greatest innovations in evolution, this research implies extended embryo retention. When the young are retained by the mother for a varying amount of time, actually gave this particular group of animals the ultimate protection. See, I would also think that as well, because, so for 9 months, you know, while I carried one kid for 9 months, one for eight, we had to induce because he stopped growing. I couldn't run. If I had to flee from a lion coming after me, I couldn't do it. But if I could lay the egg, hide the egg, and run, both of us could possibly survive. Honestly, I even thought about that. Because when I was pregnant, I'm like, oh my gosh, if there's a mass shooting, I am stuck. I mean, I was pretty active and I could walk pretty quickly. But it really is hard to run when you're pregnant. And I'm like, why can't I just lay the egg and then protect the egg? I wanted to lay an egg. That would have been wonderful. So experts say, Professor Michael Benton from the University of Bristol's School of Earth Sciences said before the amniotes, the first tetrapods to evolve limbs from fishy fins were broadly amphibious in habits. They had to live in or near water to feed and breed, as in modern amphibians such as frogs and salamanders. That's why we all like spring break to hit the beaches. Something about beach and breeding and, yeah, we like our water. Anyway, he said when the amniotes came on the scene 320 million years ago, they were able to break away from the water by evolving waterproof skin and other ways to control water loss. But the key to all this was the amniotic egg. It was said to be a little private pond in which the developing reptile was protected from drying out in the warm climates and enabled the amniota to move away from the waterside and dominate terrestrial ecosystems. He added, our work, and that of many others in recent years, had consigned the classic reptile egg model to the textbooks to the wastebasket, he said. So now the standard view is challenged. Biologists have noticed many lizards and snakes display flexible reproductive strategy across oviparity and viviparity. They say sometimes closely related species show both behaviors. And it turns out that live-bearing lizards can flip back to laying eggs much more easily than had been assumed. Now, that to me is remarkable. I didn't know. I thought once you lay an egg, you always lay an egg. Once you give birth, you always give birth. I didn't realize that a lizard could flip back if they wanted to choose to make the egg. So this research was conducted by the Nanjing University and the University of Bristol. Studies published in Nature, Ecology, and Evolution. I don't know. I think it's fascinating. One thing I like, and mind you, I've been really trying to balance the Bible and science. I think there's a lot of science in the Bible. As I told you with our kosher rules, why we couldn't eat shellfish. Well, look at what happened with Vibrio and that man that died from eating raw oysters. I think a lot of the rules and laws, same thing with undercooked pork, is dangerous. So I think a lot of the rules we have in the Bible were in a way, science-based. They were said they were the rule of the Lord, but there was some reasoning to it. So if God saw a bunch of people were dying after eating pig because they didn't cook it right, he's like, don't eat pig. There we go. You're eating, you know, mollusks and shellfish and lobster, but you're not cooking it. You're eating it raw, and then you're getting sick. Don't eat it. It's bad. Just don't eat it. Do as I say. And so I do believe that when you do look at the Bible, you can find the signs. With creation and evolution, always tricky. Because in evolution, we learned it was millions upon millions and millions of years of evolution. And yet creationism was 7 days. Well, 6 days, and then God rested on day seven. Now, to me, that's pretty scientific. I think, I see my husband. I mean, he really likes that day of rest. If God was male and he did his work, he's like, okay, you know what? Leave me alone. Let me go to the man cave. Let me do my thing. That to me is pretty understandable. And you know how I try to reconcile it all is maybe a day wasn't necessarily a 24-hour day. Maybe a day was millions of years. But fascinatingly, when you look at the creation and the path of what was created, it does follow a science. You know, the first day, light. There had to be light. Light was created. Then there was the sky. Well, light illuminated the sky. Then there was the dry land, and then seas and plants and trees. Then because of although I'm a little confused about the sun, because I would think that the sun would have maybe been on day one with light. But the fourth day was the sun, moon, and the stars. Well, if you're on land, you can finally see the sun and the moon and the stars. Fifth day, the creatures that live in the sea. And the creatures that flew were created. Well, you know what? I don't know about this. This is another interpretation. I thought all the animals were made. I get it. On the sixth day, that's when humans were made. But they're saying that maybe day five and six, there was a blending of the sea creatures and those that could fly and the animals that live on land. And then by day seven, God finished his work of creation and rested. But it's interesting how it does follow a path, and it's a path that can be explained in science. So that's how I put it together. Still having trouble explaining death. Still having trouble explaining the soul. Now, I told you, I think the meaning of life is this is our job interview. God watches us, sees what we do, and then decides where we go in the next dimension or in heaven or hell. And somebody like me would, as I said, would probably be in shipping and receiving. I don't think he's going to want me broadcasting. I don't think he's going to want me in marketing. Don't think he's definitely doesn't want me in accounting. And so I think he's going to put me in shipping and receiving. You know, I don't know. But I think there's roles for us. You know, my uncle died. My uncle was a genius. He excelled. He was in school. He was advanced two grades because he just had that kind of mind. He was a concert pianist when he was by 9 years old. And he left us at the age of 13 from leukemia. And all I could wrap my head around is maybe it's because God needed his soul. God needed him. His work was done on earth. 1-877-DOC-FOWLER. Don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.